As you know, I contested the convention near enough 5 years ago, Michaela. It was always my intention to give it another crack. I suppose 5 years ago I wasn't a political figure at that stage. I'm now a senator. The profile's a different space. I lost it narrowly last time. But moreover, I think Europe is very important for us, particularly in Donegal. And I suppose the destination's succession, or entry to Europe, there's been a Donegal representative there. We haven't had one in the last 10 years, the last two terms. And I think it's really, really important, given our location, given our proximity to Northern Ireland. I think it's very important that we have that representation and to look after our interests, whether it be from the point of view of lack of infrastructure that we've always found hard to keep up with the rest of the country, not just Donegal, the whole Midlands North West, or most of the Midlands North West region are on a similar footing. And from the point of view of Northern Ireland, I suppose the spokesperson in Northern Ireland, Michaela, it's really important that any European voice knows the lie of the land of Northern Ireland, that Europe plays a vital role in relation to any further progress in relation to the peace process and moving the island on. And then on issues on the ground with Northern Ireland, the likes of policing efforts by Garda Síochána and the PSNI needs to be much more coordinated, even particularly from the point of view of drugs. And we've seen it recently. It's really, really important. There's much more alignment. But also with Europe. That should be driven at Europe. And at a time when climate change is becoming such a major issue, I think it's really important that Europe drives on to ensure that we lock in our energy system here. And like, Europe should be driving an agenda whereby offshore wind energy is the whole projects are got underway, got up and going, ensuring that we have a proper supply of power and less dependency on oil. We've seen the circumstances of where we found ourselves in the last couple of years where prices are going through the roof. For once, we could be on the right side of the pipeline, and it's in Europe's interest to drive things like that. And these are the things that are our interests, and Europe could do a whole lot for not just us, but for the European project and protecting ourselves in the future, but also looking after the environment.
Now, your party colleague, Senator Lisa Chambers, has also indicated that she will be running in the Midlands Northwest constituency also. How do you think this will fare out?
Well, there's two of us so far. We'll have to go to convention. There's none of us guaranteed party nomination. There'll be a convention in due course. Michaela, and I suppose that all this will be determined by the new report that'll come out in relation to boundaries. And as I know it, that was to come out with the Dáil constituency boundary review, but it didn't because Europe hadn't sanctioned the ecstasy at that stage. But when it happens, and I expect that to happen in the near future, in the next number of weeks, when it happens, I believe we'll be getting underway with conventions, and it'll be a party decision, party members' decision at that point. And I've been working very hard over the last number of months in meeting the membership across the 13 counties. And but it's, I suppose, it's an internal contest, and we'll see how that goes and take it from there, Michaela.